My older brothers used to just watch the Munsters from Maryland, you know. Jerry Bader Show, 951. In fact, do you know that's the first time I ever heard the word fox used in reference to a woman? One of my older brothers said to my other older brother, "Well, that Marilyn, she's a fox." I had no idea what that meant. Well, I was like six. I had no clue. Pat Priest was, by the way. There were two Marilyns. I can't think of that. Of course, the theme from the Munsters. It's Jason's doing up some Halloween stuff here. To the joy of some, to the chagrin of others. 951. By the way, you realize, Jason, all those emails you were receiving from a friend, those are all lines from Ghostbusters. And of course, the best line from Ghostbusters: "I've been in the private sector. They expect results." Couple of things quickly. As you know, I've been, not predicting. I've been saying that at the moment, Hillary Clinton isn't running for president. She might, but she'll be pressured into it if she does it. And, well, how do you know that? I'm not saying I know it. I'm saying I have a feeling. I have a feeling that she does not intend to run but could be dragged into it. It's also very possible, in fact, more possible, the same thing's going to happen with Russ Feingold in the U.S. Senate, Wisconsin, in 2016 against the man who defeated him in 2010, Ron Johnson. In fact, I'm feeling more and more as though that's going to happen. Pete DuPont had a piece outside the box at the Wall Street Journal. Hillary will run. And he goes on to say how it's impossible to believe that she won't. How could she not run? How can someone who has spent a life in politics and who sees a clear path to becoming president not run? How can a feminist icon not run when she has a solid chance to become the first female president of the United States? You know who it sounds like he's talking to? Hillary Clinton. Let me say that again. How can someone who's spent a life in politics and sees a clear path to becoming president not run? How can a feminist icon not run when she has a solid chance to become the first female president of the United States? I can hear him saying these things to Hillary Clinton. What's the matter with you? I'm telling you, everything I read convinces me who they are trying to convince is Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's who. And I don't think they have yet. But I do stress yet. Jason was right and I was wrong. It was over in six. The World Series. Congratulations, Jason. In fact, you had it right. I never thought that they were going to light up Waka the way they did last night. Boy, did they figure him out or what? A guy who had been perfect in postseason. I didn't see what happened last night coming. I did not see that. It is interesting, though, the media is really focusing on the fact the Red Sox won in 04 and 07, had an epic meltdown in 2011, and then finished last year. Only the second time in Major League Baseball history, a last-place team wins the World Series the next year. The 1991 Minnesota Twins, the other team to do it, both in the American League, interestingly enough. But so much is being written about how spoiled young Red Sox fans are. You go from 1918 to 2004 without a championship, and then you have three since then. Spoiled rotten. And I, of course, continue to relate this to young Packers fans who just don't get it. And here's what I would say. In that 1918 to 2004, they had World Series appearances. I mean, they were winners a lot during that period. I realize it's much more compressed than 1918 to 2004, but look at the hell we went through from 1968 to 1996. Now, by 1992, they had turned things around and they were a perennial contender. So let's just say 68 to 92 was brutal. Item two, or three, I guess. Item three. Republicans are tossing around an idea for a constitutional amendment. I don't think I like it in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court would elect its Chief Justice and drop the 124-year-old practice of awarding that post by seniority under a constitutional amendment moving quickly through the legislature. And you know how these work in Wisconsin. They need to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature, so they'd have to pass this year, next year, and then go to voters, so it couldn't be in place until 2015. Why are they doing this? Two reasons. First, they're afraid Shirley Abramson's going to live to be 138. Because she's the Chief Justice. Well, or perhaps they're more afraid that she won't. And then what happens is, as you go down the seniority line, you've got liberals behind her. So what they want to do is have a majority of the court choose the Chief Justice. They're banking on the fact, our conservatives, that are Republicans, that conservatives would continue to hold the 4-3 edge. So they want the seven justices among themselves to elect the Chief Justice. Right now, the longest tenured judge on the court, gets Chief Justice. That's Shirley Abramson. I believe Ann Walsh Bradley would be next. See, this is what they're worried about. Goes by seniority, they don't get the Chief Justice chair for some time. So they want to amend the Constitution to have this done by vote. There's a logic to it. There is a logic to it. That whoever holds the ideological majority on the court should have the Chief Justice. All right, I can see that. However, though, the problem I have with it is, again, it seems short-sighted. You're going to amend the Constitution because of a short-term problem. Shirley Abramson and those who may succeed her. Well, at some point, I mean, I guarantee this, and we've been extremely fortunate for a number of years here, but at some point, Democrats are going to get, liberals are going to get a 4-3 majority on the court. There is no way to fix this, really. But what they're seeing is, yeah, you go by the seniority route, and we got nothing for quite a while. Okay, but then you change it, and liberals get a 4-3 majority. I don't know. As I said, I need to think about this. I don't think I'm excited about this. We've got a lot to get to on the Obamacare front and some other things. We'll get to that at 10:06. It's 9:58.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to JerryBaderShow.com.